A federal court panel today put on hold its own decision overturning large parts of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform law. NPR's Peter Overby reports on the latest episode in the ongoing battle over regulating political contributions.
The bottom line is that McCain-Feingold remains in effect as it was enacted by Congress, at least for now. The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments on the law's constitutionality, but it now appears that won't happen until next fall. Defenders of the law are generally pleased with the stay.
A ray of hope in a confusing area.
That's former Federal Election Commission Chairman Trevor Potter, who helped draft the law. He notes the lower court's 1,638-page decision, throwing out some provisions and rewriting others, was hard for even the experts to understand.
The district court decision was voluminous, complicated, and it only would have stood for 5 or 6 months anyway.
5 or 6 months in which those who raise and spend campaign cash would have had to learn a new set of rules to replace the rules they learned last fall when McCain-Feingold wrought the biggest changes in the American political system in a quarter century. But on the plaintiff's side, attorney Jan Barron, representing several business groups, says the stay is puzzling, to say the least.
Because the court 3 weeks ago concluded that 9 of some 20 major provisions of this law were unconstitutional, and today 2 of the 3 judges have concluded that they should issue a stay, which means that the entire law, including 9 unconstitutional provisions, should go back into effect.
Still, Barron said his clients aren't likely to appeal. Other plaintiffs, there are roughly 80 of them, reacted in different ways to the order because it affects them differently. The National Rifle Association is relatively pleased. Now it can go ahead with an ad campaign timed to coincide with the Senate debate on gun liability laws. Those ads would have been shut down by the lower court's radical expansion of a McCain-Feingold section that limits corporate money financing political ads during campaign season. But another plaintiff's attorney, James Bopp, called the stay astonishing because it puts concerns about confusing rules ahead of the First Amendment. He says his clients, notably the National Right to Life Committee and the anti-tax Club for Growth, are likely to appeal the stay as early as tomorrow. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.